IAM role chaining, how attackers use assume role for lateral movement, a technical deep dive into how attackers chain IAM role assumptions across accounts and services to escalate privileges and the CloudTrail signatures and preventive controls that stop them. IAM privilege escalation is one of the most consequential techniques in cloud attacker playbooks. Unlike network-based lateral movement, which triggers firewall alerts and anomalous connection logs, IAM-based escalation uses fully legitimate AWS APIs, the same STS, assume role, and IAM create policy version, calls that developers and automation pipelines make hundreds of times a day. Detection requires understanding what normal looks like and recognizing the specific patterns that indicate abuse. What role chaining is when an IAM principle calls STS, assume role, AWS returns a set of temporary credentials scoped to the target role. Those temporary credentials can themselves call STS, assume role on a third role. This is role chaining. There is no AWS enforced limit on chain depth, and the chain can cross account boundaries if the target role's trust policy permits. An attacker who compromises a low privilege role in a development account can walk this chain. Dev role, shared services role, production admin role, provided each role's trust policy allows the previous one to assume it. The final set of credentials carries the permissions of the last role in the chain, not the initial identity. The CloudTrail signature for role chaining is distinct from a human or service directly assuming a role. When a role assumes another role, the user identity.type field in the CloudTrail event is assumed role rather than IAM user or root, and the user identity.session context session issuer field traces back to the originating role. Monitoring for assume role events, where the caller is already an assumed role session, particularly where the source and target account IDs differ, surfaces this pattern. Pass role privilege escalation IAM. Pass role is a permission that allows an IAM identity to attach an IAM role to an AWS service resource, a Lambda function, an EC2 instance, an ECS task definition, a glue job, or dozens of other compute services. Its intended use is to grant a developer the ability to specify which execution role a function or instance will use. The escalation path, an attacker with IAM, pass role, and Lambda create function, or EC2 run instances, or ECS register task definition, can create a resource that runs with a role they do not themselves possess. They pass a highly privileged role, administrator access, for example, to the new resource, then invoke it with code that exfiltrates its own credentials or performs privileged actions on the attacker's behalf. This escalation requires no direct assumption of the target role. The attacker never calls STS assume role on the admin role. They simply get a compute resource to run with it. IAM Access Analyzer does not flag this by default because IAM pass role is a standard permission. Detected in CloudTrail by alerting on sessions where IAM pass role and a resource creation API Lambda create function EC2 run instances occur within a short window where the passed role ARN has broader permissions than the calling identity's own policies. The confused deputy problem when a third party, such as a SaaS vendor or another AWS account, needs cross-account access to your AWS resources, the standard pattern is to create an IAM role with a trust policy allowing the third party's account to assume it. The confused deputy vulnerability arises when that trust policy does not require an external ID condition. Without external ID, any identity in the trusted account, not just the specific service or principal you intended, can assume your role. If the vendor's account is ever compromised, or if the vendor's own permissions are misconfigured, an attacker in that account can assume your role without any additional verification, require external ID on all cross-account role trust policies, generate a unique, unguessable ID per customer relationship and include it as a condition. IAM Access Analyzer surfaces roles that are accessible from outside your AWS organization. Review these findings regularly and confirm that every external trust relationship is intentional and includes external ID. Policy modification escalation paths. Several IAM permissions allow an attacker to modify existing policies in ways that grant themselves or others elevated access. IAM Create Policy Version allows creating a new version of a managed policy and setting it as the default. An attacker with this permission on a policy that is attached to a privileged role can override its statements with action. Resource. IAM is effectively granting themselves administrator access through the role. IAM Attach Role Policy allows attaching any managed policy to any role subject to resource constraints in the attacker's own policy. An attacker with unconstrained IAM Attach Role Policy can attach ARNWs, IAM, ADAWs, .policy, administrator access to a role they already possess. IAM Put Role Policy allows writing an inline policy directly to a role, functionally equivalent to Attach Role Policy for escalation purposes. All three permissions should be treated as equivalent to IAM in terms of risk. Grant them only to identity governance automation with strict resource constraints limiting which policies or roles they can modify, and with AWS requested region and AWS called via conditions where applicable. Detection and response, the CloudTrail events to alert on, assume role where user identity, .type hashtag assumed role and the account in request parameters, .role, ARN differs from the calling account, cross-account chaining, pass role, followed within 5 minutes by create function, run instances, or register task definition in the same session, create policy version with request parameters, .set as default. True on any policy attached to roles with high privilege access, attach role policy or put role policy, where the policy being attached is administrator access or the role being modified, has broad permissions. Route these events through Event Bridge to a Lambda function that suspends the calling identity's active sessions via IAM create service linked role revocation and pages the security team. Preventive controls SCPs can restrict STS assume role to a known set of role ARNs using ADS principal ARN conditions, preventing ad hoc role assumptions from principals outside the approved set. Permission boundaries constrain the maximum effective permissions of roles, even if their attached policies are modified. An attacker who overwrites a policy cannot exceed the boundary. IAM Access Analyzer continuously evaluates resource-based policies and trust relationships for external access and surfaces findings that a human review would miss. Takeaway, IAM privilege. Escalation paths are well-documented, reliably reproducible, and present in most AWS environments that have grown organically without a defined identity governance model. The techniques, role chaining, pass role, policy overwrite, all use legitimate AWS APIs, which means prevention must come from policy constraints and detection must come from behavioral analysis of CloudTrail. Neither is optional if you are running privileged workloads in AWS.